Let the good times roll. All the days of the afflicted are evil, but the cheerful of heart has a continual feast. Proverbs 15:15. Take a second and think about the best relationship you currently have. Now take another second to think about how that relationship started. I'm willing to bet that there was some laughter built in there somewhere. The fun and early times are often our most favorite memories in romantic relationships. Laughter has an infectious attraction that few experiences can rival. I met my wife in the spring of 2008. Now, I didn't know much about dating, although I thought I was an expert, of course. But I did know how to make a girl laugh. My wife picked up on my cheesy personality right away and exploited it to its full potential. Truth be told, I think she felt sorry for me because I was really lame. But thankfully, for some reason, she thought lame was cute. She told me that her dad was quite the prankster as well, and she wanted to play a joke on him. I told her to wrap a rubber band around the spray nozzle next to the faucet in the sink. That way, when her dad turned on the sink, it would spray him in the face. It worked like a charm. I pinpoint this as the moment I effectively won her heart. Proverbs 15:15 says, "All the days of the afflicted are evil, but the cheerful of heart has a continual feast." I love this scripture because it points out the importance of perspective. Two people can be going through the same situation and come out with completely different attitudes. Benjamin Franklin once said, "Trouble knocked at the door, but, hearing laughter, hurried away." It's incredible how important cheerfulness, laughter, and joy can be in our life. It is one of the fruits of the Spirit. We sometimes get so busy and caught up in life we forget to take time to laugh or be cheerful. So, the question you might have is, how can I keep a relationship fun and thriving without falling into the trap of monotony? Here is what I would tell you. Be intentional about bringing joy into the relationship. Let me break it down into dumb guy English. Say this to your phone. "Hey Siri, remind me this time every month to plan something fun for my spouse." If that doesn't work, try replacing the first few words with, "Hey Google." Seriously though, we have technology today that can really help us out. I had a friend who was a service member, and he took some very self-destructive actions a few years ago. I have a reminder in my phone that goes off every month, reminding me to encourage him and have done so for the last 4 years. Go the extra mile. If you're married, your spouse is your most prized relationship. You should look for ways to make him or her laugh. The writer of Proverbs said it would be a continual feast. Start cheesy family traditions. We have a game we play at dinner called the Yes-No game. We are not allowed to say yes or no, and we spend the whole night trying to trip each other up. Maybe you could do research and take your spouse to a new restaurant. Whatever you come up with, it is going to take discipline and follow-through in order to be a continual feast. But just like any other habit, once you do it long enough, it becomes part of who you are. God wants us to be cheerful and have great relationships. He wants us to laugh. So, whether it's your cranky coworker, your grumpy grandfather, or your surly spouse that you are trying to connect with, intentionally inject some humor into your relationship and you will have a continual feast to dine upon.